O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain. Here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football.
I have always been part of this club, even when I was little. It is true that my father played here. Parc des Princes became my playground from a very early age.
Parc des Princes, the setting which has seen generations pass, in the innocence of the game. Some players have even written the club's history under the same name, like the Djorkaeffs. Jean First, he arrived from Marseille in 1970. PSG had just been created and was playing in the second division. That was not enough to stop the France captain from signing and leading the club, the first skipper. His son joined the capital club 25 years later to conquer Europe.
Those are good memories. So it's funny, more during training sessions than matches. It's true that the match was late and I was young. But whenever we could, my father would take us to the cool-down sessions. And we would have some incredible moments watching him train. There was a whole atmosphere, the smells, the smell of grass, the smell of camphor oil, the smell of the shirts. All of that was very memorable, especially in his time when football wasn't as heavily publicized. But I knew my father was doing something special, even if sometimes we didn't understand everything.
With Youri Djorkaeff, in 1996, PSG wrote its name in European history. A happy legacy. Brothers have also distinguished themselves with the Parisian club. From start to finish of its existence, from the Dosavi brothers of the 1970s to the Mbappe brothers now, with Ethan at the under-19 level. More unprecedented, though, was a unique pairing of two siblings.
We were simply two young go-getter twins back then. We loved the competition. It was competition. We simply had to win. There was a lot of rivalry between us. We were together in football. He was right-footed and I was left-footed. He played in defense and I played in attack. There were 10 minutes between us at birth. I was more offensive, so naturally a bit more of a winner there, like with my goals too. I liked that a lot, leading the line. On the pitch, he was more defensive. We had similar qualities. He was fast and jumped very high. We had similar athletic qualities, but his character was a bit more withdrawn.
The Brisson brothers. Their PSG story starts with François.
To be a professional player in the 1970s simply did not exist. It was miraculous. It happened to me by chance. I stumbled upon it in 1975. I received an invitation to trial with PSG. I think it was an Easter weekend, during 2 days. And I went to Saint-Germain-en-Laye. We started as 100 with only 5 of us being chosen. My life changed that day. I was 16 and a half. It was incredible, as if a gift had fallen from the sky. We were suburban kids. The overnight change was drastic. We went from school to professional sports.
With teammates Thierry Morand, Lionel Justier, and Jean-Marc Pelleget, they quickly earned the name of the Four Musketeers.
We were 4 young trainees at PSG, and the professional team was not doing too well. The club was mid-table or worse at one point. Hechter, the president, was not happy and decided with Just Fontaine to play the youngsters against Reims at Parc des Princes. Reims had Carlos Bianchi. 4 of us youngsters were picked to start in the top flight. This was the start of PSG's youth policy. We went from playing games on sand without a stadium to Parc des Princes in just 3 months.
PSG knew that François Brisson had a twin, and they continued to keep an eye on his progress. Gilles arrived at PSG from Bourg-la-Reine during the 1977-78 season. One particular evening, both are on the score sheet.
When we both played in front of a full Parc des Princes, it was January 8th of 1978. Marseille were league leaders. We were 8th or 10th. President Hechter had been fired that week. My president had been removed from French sport over a ticketing issue. It was a PSG Marseille, and we played for Hichter, who was in the crowd. We won 5-1. We had a great game, and I scored. It was the first time that I played with my brother. The two Brissons, and we were just 19. It was one of the best memories of my career.
Sometimes life's paths are intertwined. Family merges with the collective to create passion.
My first football memories naturally center around the Cap des Loges. It was early in the Hector era, and the fledgling youth academy had been entrusted to my father. He was a bit of a pioneer with his way of working. I still meet guys who speak about my dad and his training. It gives me great pride.
During those wonderful training ground years, François Brisson knew this coach named Alonso and his son.
Jérôme was a funny little guy who was always talking and was at training with us from time to time. They made him do silly things, which was in line with the times. He was always with a ball. There was a small garden behind the training ground, and he played with us. He was often with us and his father. He was at Parc des Princes in the south on the day of the game, or he was on the bench. He was like a mascot. He was a football child, a child of the ball, a child of the club.
The first steps were the Brisson brothers. Then there was Franck Tenassi, Piloget, Ben Soussan. It is funny how your old story brings you back to somewhere. This is where I learned everything or experienced it. I was 3 or 4 years old, so I only have scraps of memories. I have the first VHS that my father recorded with old cameras from the time that I left with the ball in the snow at Camp des Loges. I actually have memories of Parc des Princes where I enter with the players carrying the match ball. I remember the passion, not so much for the club, because I did not understand it at the time, more for the smell of the grass and the mud. I do not know, but I think that something was born in me at that time. I started to feel like I wanted football to be my life.
For Pierre Alonso, his time with PSG shaped his destiny and commanded respect.
His life would change. We did not know it yet, but he would recruit a young player from Lyon around this time that nobody wanted. His name was Luis Fernandez. This chance meeting changed both of their lives. My father believed in Luis when nobody wanted him, but my father's insistence that he be kept in midfield meant that Luis became Luis. It changed my father's life too, as he became Luis's assistant years later when he went into management.
Pierre Alonso experienced, among other things, Nice's youth academy. Symbolically, Jérôme signed his first professional contract with Nice, as his father was leaving the club. Their separation emancipated the very young goalkeeper. After Nice in the 90s, Jérôme went to play for Marseille and had a lengthy spell with Saint-Étienne before returning to his first love early in the 21st century.
I'm in Saint-Étienne and on a very good contract for the first time in my life. We are going down to League 2, though, because of a passport scandal. I still had 3 years on my deal with a good wage, and I loved the club. I did not want to let them down. However, late one evening, my home phone rings, which was rare. It is Luis on the other end. It is around 11 p.m. I thought it was a joke, actually. He says, "It is Luis." Of course it is Luis. I thought that he was going to tell me about my father. I was worried that he was going to tell me that my dad was sick or had fainted or something. However, 20 seconds in, he asks me, "Do you want to come to Paris?" "What are you saying?" I replied. He told me that Casagrande wants to move closer to his family near Lyon. In fact, there was a possibility that Casagrande joined Saint-Étienne and that I would go to Paris. For about 10 seconds, the world was falling apart. I was no longer sure where I was. It was dizzying. He then told me that Ronaldinho has just signed, Okocha will sign. There is Fred, Arteta, Heinze, Anelka, and Benabia. I saw myself surrounded by these names. And then he said, "Listen, tomorrow, take the train and come with your agent to Camp des Loges." The deal was done. And even though I cut a third off of my salary, I know that the TV money would cover it and that I was the last position to be filled, so there was not much left. I did not care. That is how it happened in 48 hours.
2 days is all it took to return to the pitch where it all began.
Everything that I dreamed of, but never told anybody about. Returning to Parc des Princes as an adult to play. I would have done it for nothing. I signed for PSG to earn basically peanuts because I wanted to wear the colours of the club whose players I admired and whose history I always wanted to be a part of and write.
Like an ode to the great lineage, PSG. Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.